奉主耶稣圣名，在这边做见证。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I testify.
很高兴今天有机会在第一次来到尔文教会，就可以与大家分享神的爱。
Thank God, this is my first time coming to Irvine, and I have this opportunity to share with everyone.
我现在要做的见证，第一个是我们家信主的经过。
And the first testimony I'd like to bear is how my family came to Christ.
第二个见证是我嫁给传道之后去到非洲的见证。
And second testimony is what happened after I got married to Pastor Timothy and went to Africa.
那如果还有时间，我们再做第三个见证。
And if there is time, then we will have a third testimony.
好，那现在先说我们家的信主经过。
And firstly, how our family came to Christ.
在很久很久以前呢，我奶奶念小学时的时候。
And long time ago, when my grandmother was in elementary school,
他们的学校在一间教会的旁边。
And their school was next to a church.
那那个教会就是我们的教会。
And that church was True Jesus Church.
当然，那个时候我奶奶她并不知道。
At that time, my grandmother didn't know.
他上学上到一半，结果他就听到有很大的声音。
Oh, she's in school. She suddenly heard a very loud noise.
其实全班的小朋友都听到。
And all of it, everyone heard that noise.
那他们就问老师说：“老师，这是什么奇怪的声音啊？”
And then they would ask the teacher, "What is that strange sound? Noise is coming."
他的老师就说：“这是真耶稣教会祷告的声音。”
And the teacher said, "This is the prayer of the True Jesus Church."
这一间教会可以医病，还有赶鬼。
And this church has the power to heal diseases and cast out demons.
然后他们就继续上课。
And so they would continue to have their class.
那没想到这句话，我奶奶就把它记到心里面。
And this word went into the heart of my grandmother.
那那一年她十二岁。
And that year she was 12 years old.
等到她四十二岁的时候
，When she was 42 years old，
就是她过了三十年之后。
After 30 years old, 30 years later.
那时候她已经结婚，也生了四个小孩。
Afterward, she was married and had four children.
她那时候生病非常的严重。
She became seriously ill.
她没有办法下床，任何的行动都是在床上。
She couldn't get off the bed. She had to stay on the bed for a long time.
所以她觉得人生很没有盼望。
She felt that her life was hopeless.
其实她才四十二岁。
She was only 42 years old.
当他躺在那里的时候，他突然听到那个熟悉的声音。
And when she was lying on her bed, suddenly she heard a noise she was remembered from a long time ago.
他想说，这个声音不就是老师说的那个真耶稣教会吗
？And this noise is it not that True Jesus Church the teacher has said?
那老师说这个教会不是可以医病赶鬼吗
？Did not the teacher say that this church can heal diseases and cast out demons?
那他就叫他的孩子。过来
，and so she called her children.
她说：“你去隔壁找那个什么什么阿姨去找她过来。
”And go next door and find the neighbor to come over here.
那结果那个阿姨就过来了。
And the neighbor came over.
她就说：“你刚刚是不是在祷告
？”And asked this lady, a neighbor from next door, said, "Were you just praying earlier?"
她说：“对啊，我刚刚在祷告啊。
”Yes, I was praying before just now.
我奶奶就说：“那你是不是真耶稣教会的信徒？”
And so my grandmother asked her, "So are you a member of True Jesus Church?"
她说：“是啊，是啊，我刚刚才受洗，我好开心，我天天都要祷告的。”
She said, "Yeah, I just got baptized. I'm so happy. I have to pray every day."
那我奶奶就说：“那你赶快帮我祷告。”
And the grandma said, "Well, then quickly pray for me."
那她就说：“好，我帮你祷告。”
And so she said, "Yes, I will pray for you right now."
结果她就祷告，祷告到一半，她就说。不行，我祷告不下去。我觉得我这样毛毛的，我要去找教会的人来帮你祷告。
And she suddenly stopped praying. She said, "I feel like goosebumps. There's something here. I can't pray alone. I have to go get other church members to come pray for you."
所以她就回去找了教会的传道，还有其他的弟兄姐妹来帮助我奶奶祷告。
And so she went to church and got other elders, preachers, and brothers and sisters to come pray for her.
那祷告完之后呢，传道就问我奶奶说：“你只能一直躺着吗？你都不能起来跟我们一起祷告吗？”
And then after they prayed for my grandmother, they asked her, "Can you not get up and pray with us?"
我奶奶说不行，我只要稍微坐起来，我整个屋顶、整个房间都在转，我没办法起来。
And my grandma said, "No. Once I lift my head, then everything starts to swirl around. I feel like everything is in a just swirling around."
所以 那个传道他就说，你不要怕，要有信心。
And then the preacher said to her, "Do not be afraid. You need to have faith."
他就扶着他的脖子，哈利路亚，扶他起来。
And then he lifted her neck and said, "Hallelujah, get up."
结果奶奶就这样坐起来了。
And this is how grandmother finally sat up on her bed.
她没有再晕了。
She no longer had nausea or that dizzy feeling.
所以从那天开始，她就可以慢慢的下床。之后，她还来到教会来慕道。
And from that day forward, she can get off the bed and start to move around, or even go to church.
所以后来她信主之后呢，她就很开心、很喜乐，天天都去教会。
And thank God, after this, she was very joyful in going to church all the time and always praying.
那之后，等我妈妈嫁给我爸爸之后
，And later on, when my mother married my father,
她就问我，奶奶说，妈妈，你每天都是去哪里？
And then he would ask my grandmother, "Where do you go every day, mother?"
No, 我奶奶就说我要去教会啊，你要跟我去吗
？Grandmother said, "I'm going to church. Do you want to come with me?"
那我妈妈就很开心，她说好啊好啊，我跟你去。
And so my mother said, "Yes, of course, I'll go with you."
后来我妈妈她去了教会三年之后
，And after my mother went to church for 3 years,
教会有一些人就很关心她，就说啊，你有没有想过什么时候要洗礼啊？
Some people cared about her and said, "Have you thought about getting baptized?"
那时候我妈妈她就想说，世界上的神那么多，我怎么知道哪一个是最厉害的
？So my mother said, "There are so many gods in this world. How do I know that your God is the true God?"
因为我妈妈她从小是在拜拜的家庭里面长大。
The most powerful God, because she grew up in an idol worshiping home.
不过她也是来到教会去慕道了三年。
But even so, she had gone to Trinity Church for 3 years to seek the truth.
所以他就在心里自己想说，那到底哪一个神是最伟大的神
？So she was wondering to herself, which God is the greatest God in all world?
我只要拜这个最伟大的神，我不需要拜所有的神。
I don't need to worship all the gods. I just need to worship the greatest God.
结果感谢神赐给他智慧。
And so thank God, God gave her wisdom.
他突然想到，以前我们在拜拜的时候，我们做什么大事情，譬如说要搬家、结婚，或者是盖房子。
And she thought back to the time when they were worshiping idols. Every time they needed to move or have marriage or do any major decisions in life,
他们一定要看日子，随时辰。
They always have to look for the lucky date and lucky time.
因为如果你不在那一天做，在不是那个吉日做的话，就会怕去冲到煞到。
Because if you do not do it on theAt a fortunate time, lucky time, then you might be cursed by the devil.
所以他就想，好像信耶稣的人不需要这样做。
And then she remembered that those who believe in Jesus do not need to look for a specific date and time when they do things.
那就表示他们信耶稣的人不怕这些事情。
And which means that the Christians are not afraid of unlucky dates and times.
那就表示他们的神比较伟大。
Which represents that their God is in fact greater.
所以他就想说，哦，原来信耶稣的人，他们就是在这种自由里面。那我也要加入他们。
And then she thought to herself, well, since the Christians are so free and in their faith, then I want to add to this group too.
所以他就决定受洗了。
And so they decided to be baptized.
所以那个时候，就我爸爸、我妈妈还有我就一起洗礼。
And during that time, my mother.My father and me, we were all baptized.
那洗礼之后没多久呢，我妈妈她就发现了一些很奇妙的事情。
And after baptism, my mother encountered some strange things.
她说以前我还没有受洗之前，就是一两岁的时候。
And long time ago, when before I was baptized, I was maybe age 1 or 2.
她记得只要有一些送葬的队伍啊，有丧礼啊，我们从那里经过，我晚上回家就。一定会就惊吓，就是会一直哭，一直哭，没有办法睡觉。
She noticed that every time that there was some sort of idol worship ceremony or funeral procession that passed by her house, I would have a very hard time sleeping that night. I would be very crying as a baby and just crying through the night.
可是信耶稣之后，这些事情都不会再发生了。
But after believing in Christ, all these moments of unrest and worry.And terrifying experiences ended.
就让她更相信我们这位主是最伟大的神。
And so she believed that this God that we worship is indeed the greatest God of all.
那之后没有多久呢，我妈妈娘家这边就是我阿姨的女儿，我的表妹就发现她得了血癌。
And later on, my auntie's daughter, she found that she had leukemia.
她也是小小的，就是两三岁，跟我一样大。
And she was about the same age as me, around 2 or 3 years old.
那时候在医院里面，医生也没有任何办法。
And during that time, the doctors could not do anything to heal her.
她每天就是挂着氧气罩，可是她还是会流血出来，然后每天都输血也没有用。
Every day she would have the oxygen mask, but she would start to bleed. And even though she would have blood transfusion, it was still useless.
那医生就告诉我阿姨还有姨丈说，你这个孩子没有多久了，要带回家准备办后事。
And so the doctor said that you need to go and prepare for this child's funeral.
那当然，在孩子生病的时候，大人们也是都一直在找神，从南拜到北，整个台湾这样跑。
Now, the parents of this my cousin continue to search for an idol god that could help their daughter. So they worship all the different idols from north to south Taiwan.
那时候我妈妈就鼓起勇气向她的姐姐做见证。
And it was at that time my mother became bold and witnessed her faith to her sister.
她告诉我阿姨说，我婆婆的见证，然后告诉她要有信心，神会医治这个孩子。
And then she told her you must have faith and share with her the testimony of the grandmother.
后来我阿姨他们就想说，反正拜也拜那么多了，也没有效。
And so my aunt thought to herself, since she has tried so many idols and there is no effect in saving her daughter.
我阿姨还有姨丈他们就决定要带孩子来教会要受洗。
My aunt and uncle decided to bring their child to be baptized in True Jesus Church.
那他们就向医院提出申请说，我们要把孩子带到河边去洗礼。
So they asked the hospital for permission to be baptized in the river.
那是在一个很寒冷的冬天，还下着雨。
It was very cold.And a rainy winter day.
那我表妹的医生当然不愿意。
And of course, the doctor refused to give permission.
他说：“你这个氧气罩一拿掉，这个孩子就没有得活了。更何况你还要带他去外面，还去河边。
If you are to remove this oxygen mask, for sure, the child will die right away. And then you also want to take this child to the riverside?
那我阿姨还有姨丈他们非常的坚持。
But my aunt and uncle was very firm in their belief and decision.
他们想说，这个孩子如果肉体死掉了，至少他的灵魂是可以去天国的。
They believe that even if his child was to die, at least the child's soul can be saved and go to heaven.
所以他们就告诉医生说，我们坚持要出院。
And so they persisted and told the doctor, we have decided we must take our child out of the hospital to be baptized.
医生就要他们签一张契解书，说你只要孩子离开，发生任何事跟我们医院没有关系。
And so the doctor had them sign a liability waiver.Waiving all liability of the hospital.
那他们签了之后，就坐着车就往教会出发。
And so afterwards, they signed the paper. They were discharged from the hospital, brought their child on the way to a baptismal site.
那大家要准备从教会出发去河边。
And when everyone from church was about to take off,
那我阿姨其实她很紧张，她。他虽然祷告了很多，可是他觉得说，万一真的孩子下去，然后上来就没了，他没有办法承受那一刻。
And my aunt was very nervous because she wondered herself if she would be able to survive the fact that if her child went into the river and came out dead, how would she be able to survive that incident?
所以他就说，那你们去好了，我就在教会祷告。
And so she said, just have the children go with you. I just want to stay and pray at church. I don't want to see the child.
所以传道还有教会的工作人员还有我姨丈就带着孩子往河边出发。
And so the preacher and everyone brought the child to the riverside without the mother.
结果我阿姨她在会堂祷告，她就一直祷告一直祷告。
And then my aunt continued to pray very hard in the chapel.
直到她听到有另外一个人加入她的祷告的声音。
And then she suddenly heard another person join her in prayer.
她听到一个小孩的声音在她的旁边一直念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
She heard a little child praying next to her saying, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
她想说大家都去洗礼盒，去洗礼场啊，怎么会有人在，而且还是一个小孩。
And she was surprised, if everybody went to the baptismal site, then who's this little child that was praying next to her?
后来她把眼睛张开。
And when she opened her eyes,
那就是我的表妹。
And that was my niece, I mean my cousin.
对，他好高兴，他看到我的表妹就像一个 普通的孩子就跪在她的身边跟她一起祷告。
And she saw her little daughter just like any ordinary child kneeling next to her and praying with her.
她就把整个荣耀颂赞归给神。
And she was so surprised and pleased she gave all glory and praise to God.
她把孩子带回去医院。
Her child was healed and was brought back to the hospital.
因为他们是向医院请假出来洗礼的。
Because they had taken a leave from the hospital.
那所有的医生护士都非常非常的惊讶。
And all the doctors and nurses were so surprised.
所以他们很快就办出院回家了。
And they discharged her formally from the hospital.
不过不是为了回家办后事，是很开心的回家。
And they went home not to conduct funeral arrangements, but instead to go home happily.
所以在那之后呢，陆陆续续我妈妈也将福音，除了我阿姨家，也传给我的外公外婆，还有我的舅舅一家。
So my mother started to preach the gospel to my other relatives.
所以很开心，这就是我们家信主的经过。
And this is how all our families came to Christ and to His church.
那接下来要跟大家分享的见证，就是我嫁给传道之后，我们搬到非洲的。
And the second testimony is how when I married Pastor Young, how what happened when we went to Africa.
杨传道他当初所念的神学院是海外宣教班。
At that time, Pastor Young was enrolled in the missionary IA international training.
就是你如果要来念这个班，你就知道念完之后你就是要拍非洲五年。
And if you study this, take this curriculum, you are taking on 5 years.To be assigned in Africa.
所以在我们结婚之后，我们就去了非洲。
And so after we were married, we went right away to Africa.
不好意思，我不太会画图。大概就整个非洲就长这样吧。
So this is the continent of Africa.
这里是哪？
And this is South Africa.
是我们住的地方。
And this is a place that we dwell.
这边是西非。
And that is West Africa up on the left.
这是我等一下要做见证的地方。
And on the upper left of West Africa is the place where the testimony happened.
这边是东非。
On the east side of Africa is East Africa.
就是比较出名的，大概就是肯尼亚，大家都知道。
And that side is also the famous Kenya.
那我们住的地方是南非。
We lived in South Africa.
那因为传道他常常会去东非还有西非去做圣工。
And because the preacher will often go to East Africa or West Africa to work.
那所以这两个地方我都去过。
So I have been with him to both places.
当然这是在我们的孩子出生之前。
And this was before we had our children.
因为去这些地方需要打很多的针，是不能怀孕的。
Because during that time, we will have a lot of immunization shots, so you cannot become pregnant because of these immunization shots.
那我现在要做的见证是发生在2001年的11月8号。
And this happened in November 8th in 2011.
2001. 那个时候呢，我是陪他去奈及利亚。
I went with him to go to Nigeria.
那是我们住在一个信徒的家。
We were living at a member's house.
东西非的信徒全部都是黑人。
And the East and Western African members, they were all blacks.
我们住在一个信徒家，他们家是挺富有的，所以他们住的房子也就像这边的房子很大，还有一个庭院，还有个围墙。
The member's house that we lived in was quite wealthy, so they had a big house just like here, and they also have an inner courtyard.
那门口还有警卫。
And in their entrance, they also had sentries or guards.
听起来很安全，对不对？
And sounds like it's very secure, right?
事情发生的那一天是晚上半夜三点。
And this incident happened at midnight, after midnight, 3 a.m.
我们听到有很大在撞的这种声音。
We heard a very loud noise that somebody banging on the door.
我们就全部都被吵醒了。
All of us were awakened by the loud noise.
那时候他们家的一个女佣呢就叫我们赶快上楼。
And then their maid told us to quickly go upstairs.
那楼下到楼上还有 一扇门。
And there is a door from downstairs to upstairs.
所以就是楼梯爬上去，然后那个门，他们就赶快再把它锁起来。
And then after we went upstairs, they quickly locked the door.
那我们就在二楼里面。
And we were in the second floor.
那我们的姐妹住，她从主人房，她就说：“你看外面。”
And then the sister of the home, she said, "Look outside."
那我们就看到从她的窗户看出去，他们家本来的围墙呢，是里面都有一些灯是往庭院照的。
And we saw that originally, in the circumference of the walls of her courtyard home, there's a lot of lights in the circumference.
那时候我们看到围墙已经破了一个大洞。
But then we saw that there was a big hole in the wall.
看到七八个黑人正拿着不知道什么东西在敲破那些灯。
And there were seven or eight black men taking something to bash all the lights.
所以很快整个庭院就是黑的。
And then the whole entire courtyard became black.
接着我们就再继续听到那个声音。
And then we continue to hear that all those scary sounds.
就一样一锤一锤的敲着你的房子。
And then a very loud thumping noise that was banging on the door now.
所以我们当然那个时候就一直祷告了。
And at that time we were so scary, we prayed very hard.
那我就一边祷告，我就说，到底有没有打电话给警察啊
？And as I was praying, I was thinking, have we called the police yet?
好像在慌乱当中有人回答我。
And then during that time of excitement, someone said, answer me.
警察局打不进去。
We cannot call, cannot get into the police. It's busy.
不是，是他们没缴钱，电话费没缴电话费，电话线被剪了。
Because they didn't pay their phone bill, so the phone was disconnected.
对你很难想象警察局的911是被剪掉。
You cannot believe that the line of 911 has been disconnected.
这个就是奈及利亚。
And this is because of Nigeria.
好 ，Anyway， 我们就继续祷告。
And so we continue to pray.
那个声音一下子持续，一下子断掉。
And you'll hear these banging loud noises. They'll start up and they'll stop and they'll start up and stop again.
其实在他停止的时候是最恐怖的。
And when they stop, it is the most scary.
因为你不知道他们是不是进来了。
Because we don't know if they have actually broken into the house yet.
的确后来他们就进来了。
And then yes, they invaded the house.
那他们从楼下到楼上。
From downstairs to upstairs,
他们始终用的是他们那个大铁锤
and they use very big sledgehammer.
他们到楼上的时候，他们就要敲破那个门
And when they came upstairs, they tried to break through the security door.
可他们敲破木门之后，发现后面是铁门
And after they broke through, they found that there was another metal door.
他们就敲铁门，他们就敲门旁边的墙壁。
And then they, instead of banging through a metal door, they bang on the wall next to the metal door.
所以他们爬楼梯上来，然后敲破一个大洞，就进来二楼。
And then when they broke through the wall next to the metal door, they came through to the room.
那他们就翻了所有的房间。
And they went through and searched all the rooms.
那我们就所有的人就躲在那个主人房里面。
And all of us were locked inside the master's bedroom.
当然那个也是锁，一直锁。
And we had, of course, many locks on the door.
他们也是用铁锤从门中间敲了一个洞，他们也是进来了。
And they just avoided the metal door, and they just used a sledgehammer and broke a hole through the wall.
所以他们进来之后，他们就先打人。
And when they came in, they started to beat people up.
那他们就问说，你的房间在哪里
？And so they asked, "Where is your room?"
那我们就说，我们的房间在楼下。
Our room is downstairs.
那他们就有的人就留在主人房，有的人就把我们两个要拉到楼下去。
And some people, some of the invaders were remaining upstairs, and some of them took the two of us downstairs.
那时候我记得有一个黑人要把我从那个洞推出去，可是外面是楼梯。
I remember that there was a black man that was trying to push me through the hole in the wall, but it wasn't a stairs, so I would have fell downstairs.
后来那个他们的女佣就过来说我来开门，所以才把那个铁门打开。
And that's when the maid came and said, I'll open the door. And so we were able to go safely downstairs.
那等到我们下到楼下，我们的房间已经是乱了一团。
And when we went to our room had already been overturned completely.
那他们也是打我们，然后恐吓。
And these men beat us up and threaten us.
那他们就说啊，钱拿出来。
And they said, "Where's your money?"
那时候我们身上最多的钱就是教会的钱。
And all the money that we had with us was the church's money.
因为我们带了1500块的美金要去乡下盖会堂。
Because we had $1,500 to build a church in the village.
不过那时候还在城市，还没有去乡下。我们 还在城市，还没有去乡下，所以1500块还在我们身上。
And so because we haven't gone to the village, so we still had the $1,500 cash with us.
可是因为整个房间乱成一团，所以我们也不晓得我们的那一包钱在哪里。
And because the whole room was turned upside down, we didn't know if they had already taken the money or not.
那他就继续打完，他就说钱拿出来。
And they continued to beat us, and then they kept asking, "Where's the money?"
那当我们好不容易把钱找出来给他之后，那个人很满意就走了。
And after they took the money, they were very satisfied and they left.
下一个人再打你，钱拿出来。
And then some more people came and continued to beat us and say, "Where's your money?"
我们说没有钱了，都在他那里了。
We said, "We don't have any more money. We gave it to the person that was before you."
所以他们，我们才发现原来他们不是一个有组织的团体，他们只是乌合之众。
And then we realized that these people, they were not together. They were actually different groups.
所以他们自己能抢到什么？就是自己的。
And so whatever they can capture on their own, it belongs to them individually and not as a group.
后来就有两个人把我拉到楼上去。
And there were two men that took me upstairs.
那传道在楼下。
And the preacher was downstairs.
所以我们谁也顾不了谁。
And so nobody protect each other.
他把我拉到楼上，一下拉到浴室，一下拉到房间。
He took me, dragged me to the bathroom and dragged me to the bedroom.
后来，其中有一个黑人，他就叫我转过去。
And then there was a black man that ordered me to turn around.
他全身只穿了一条短裤。
And he didn't have any clothes except for one shorts.
所以我不愿意转过去。
So I didn't want to turn around.
我转过去之后，我就转过头来看他。
And when I turned around, I looked around to see what he was doing.
然后他手上的棍子就打下来。
And then he used a rod to beat me.
所以他打下来，从这个地方打下去。
And he hit me from this place on the face.
所以这里马上肿起来，然后也整个眼睛都是血这样。
And then my eyes was bleeding. Everything started to swell and bruise.
那后来他们两个就又下楼去。
And then the two men went downstairs.
我就赶快躲起来。
And I quickly hid myself.
当然我们躲也只能躲桌子下啦，床旁边啦，一下就会被找到的地方。
Of course, where I hid under the table or under the bed, they can find me easily.
结果过一下子来找我的是他们家的那个女佣。
And then afterwards, it was a maid who came to look for me.
她说，你在哪里啊？你出来，他们走了。
And she said, "Where are you? They've gone already. They left."
等我出来的时候吓了她一跳。
When I came out, there was, she was shocked.
她就一直说，你的脸。
And she kept saying, "Your face, your face."
我那时候不晓得我的脸已经变成什么样子了。
I didn't know what happened to my face.
我也不知道我的桌子被打断就插进去，所以这个地方也流血，我自己都不晓得。
I didn't know that my arm was actually broken, was bleeding too. I didn't know what was happening with me.
后来传道上来找我。
And later on, preacher came up from downstairs.
他说他看到我，他也是很心疼。
He saw me and he was very hurt.
那我看他好像没事，我说你还好吗
？And I looked at him and said, "Are you okay?"
他说他们刚刚在离开之前，
they said that before they left,
他们用那个，他们把门打破，那个木门打破，然后用那个板子来打他的背。
And they broke the wooden door and then used the boards in the wooden door to beat his back.
把他打到地上了之后
，And after they beat him to the ground.
其中一个人就问另外一个，就说：“哎，要不要让他死
？”And one person said to the other black man, saying, "Do you want to kill him?"
那传道他说，那时候其实他心里很平静。
And that time, the preacher actually had a very peaceful heart.
他跟神说：“神啊，如果你留我的性命，我愿意再回来这里为你做工。
”And then he said to the Lord, "Lord, if you're willing to keep my life, I'm willing to come back here to serve you more."
后来。另外那个人就回答说：“啊，不用，算了吧。
”And then, so the other black man said, "No, we don't need to kill him."
所以他们就再多打他几下，确定他不会起来反击，他们就走了。
And then they beat him some more to make sure that he was incapacitated, that he would not get up and fight them, and then they left.
那在那个家里面，那个从三四点要到天亮，其实是非常难熬。
And this is actually a long period of time from 3-4 a.m. until the morning break.
因为整个家都是洞。
Because there's holes everywhere in the house.
那我不知道他们会不会回来。
I didn't know these invaders will come again.
而感谢神，他赐给我们，很平静的心。
But really thank God, he gave us a very calm and peaceful heart.
到隔天我们要去饭店。我们要去住在另外一个地方之前
And next day before we went to a different lodging hotel
我们才发现我们的行李箱被他们装着牛奶面包什么他们都能装能带走的全部都拉走
We found that everything that was in our luggage milk, food or anything they had taken away with them
所以我们隔天去 hotel 的时候我们就很多个塑胶袋装着自己的衣服然后去那个五星级的旅馆
And so later on, we didn't have any luggage because they took all our luggage and all the stuff they wanted to steal. So we only had the clothes and we carried in many little bags and went to a 5-star hotel.
对，所以在那个大厅，所有的人看着我们就觉得很奇怪，这两个人怎么很像那个乞丐，然后又都是伤这样。
And so when the people in the lobby of the hotel stared at us and said,Because both of them were being black and blue, and they were carrying bags of clothes, so they were looking at us kind of funny.
很感谢神，我们在那一天晚上。
And thank God in that very night.
我跟神祷告。
I pray to God.
我说神啊，请你不要让我做噩梦。
God, please don't give me any more nightmares.
那很感谢神，那天晚上我们两个都睡得很好。
And thank God we had a very good sleep that night.
那我们一边在整理我们的东西的时候，还可以一边唱赞美诗九十首。
And while we were cleaning our luggage, we could also sing hymn 90 while we're cleaning up.
那我们甚至还说，人生要有这种情况，该很难得，所以我们应该拿照相机照一下。
And we even said to each other, it's probably a very rare experience, so we should probably take some camera photos to commemorate these events.
No, 找不到照相机。
But we couldn't find our camera.
因为也被人家拖走了。
Because the camera was taken.
不过很感谢神。
But we really thank God.
日子就这样继续过了。
The days continue to pass by like this.
我们双方的父母都坚持我们必须回到台湾跟香港来疗伤。
And so both sides of our parents said we need to go back to Hong Kong to rest and recover.
那等我回到台湾来接我的朋友。
We're Taiwan. And then when I went back to Taiwan, my friends who came to receive me.
他一看到我，他就哭了。
When she saw me, she cried.
因为我脸上的伤还在。
Because all of my wounds are still evident on my face.
他就问我说：“你不需要看医生吗？”
She said, "Don't you need to see the doctor?"
我说：“为什么？”我说：“为什么要看医生？”
I said, "Why do I need to see a doctor?"
他说：“如果我是你，我一定要看心理医生。”
And she said, "Because if I were you, I'd probably need to see a psychologist."
因为遇到这种事不是会很恐怖吗
？Because isn't this a very traumatic thing that you just went through？
那从他这样问我，我才发现主耶稣给我的平安原来是那么的巨大。
And when she asked me this question, that's when I realized the peace that the Lord Jesus had given me is so great.
我们来看一下诗篇二十三篇。
Let's look at Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇
Psalm 23
这是非常有名的经节
It is a very famous passage
诗篇二十三篇第一节
23 verse 1
耶和华是我的牧者我必不致缺乏
The Lord is my shepherd I shall not want
他使我躺卧在青草地上
He makes me to lie down green pastures
领我在可安歇的水边
He leads me beside the still waters
他使我的灵魂苏醒
He restores my soul
为自己的名引导我走一路
He leads me in the path of righteousness sake for his name's sake
第四节我虽然行过死荫的幽谷
For yea though I walk through the valley of shadow of death
也不怕遭害
I will fear no evil
因为你与我同在
For you are with me
你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
我觉得我自己就像这里大卫的诗所说的
I really experienced as the son of David
行过死荫的幽谷
Though I walk through the valley shadow of death
却不害怕
I will fear no evil
这就是主耶稣的平安
And this is the peace that is in Jesus Christ
所以并不是说我们信耶稣的人我们在这个世界上就是永远平安健康快乐
So even though we are Christian doesn't mean we'll always be at peaceAnd we will not encounter any troubles or we will always be healthy.
当然主耶稣可以给我们这样的平安。
Of course, the Lord can give us such peace in this world.
但是主耶稣更巨大的平安其实是心里面稳定的力量。
But with the peace that Lord Jesus gives us is the calm that is guarding our hearts.
就像你在很害怕的环境当中。
Even during times of terror.
可是你可以觉得有一只手是你可以握着好像爸爸牵着你。
Yet you will always feel that you can hold on to a father's hand.
就是那种稳定的力量，让你觉得虽然我看过去我会害怕，可是我有爸爸的手可以牵着。
And that stabilizing force to calm you in the midst of the storm.
这个就是主耶稣给的力量。
And this is the power of peace through Jesus Christ alone.
所以感谢神，我们在非洲待了五年。
And so thank God we peacefully continue to work there for the rest of 5 years.
那我在那里我们是两个人进去五个人出来
In Africa And so when we went in we were only two people But when we left Africa there were five in the family
所以我们多了三个非洲小孩
And so we have three African children in our family now
那现在是四点钟
And now it's 4 o'clock
我在想我要讲第三个见证吗好那耽误大家一点点时间
So just ask for your patience a little longer for the third testimony
有关于我们那些非洲小孩
As to our three African children
我们的老大还有老二是双胞胎
Our first and second child are twins Fraternal twins
我们的双胞胎在出生的时候，他们31周就出生了，他们早产。
Our twins came out premature at 31 months.
Weeks.
那所以他们出生的时候，一个人才大概1200。
So when they came out, they were underweight at around 200 grams.
所以他们其实很小
And so they were actually quite small
那感谢神他们出生的时候就算很健康
But thank God they were both very healthy
医生说他们只需要住在保温箱住到2000就可以回家了
So doctor said they need to stay in the incubator for until they reach a weight of 2000 grams
那所以我们就感谢神就安心的等他们长大
Before they can return home So we thank God and we waited for them to grow
结果在他们出生第十二天的时候
But then in the 12th day, which they were after they were born
半夜我们接到电话
In the middle of the night, we receive a call
我们听到他说你们家那个老二就是医院打来他说你们家那个老二刚刚停止呼吸
And then the hospital called and said your second child stopped breathing But it's okay now. We just wanted to call and let you know.
我们就好，我们就祷告，祷告，祷告完，我们就睡觉了。
And then we got up and prayed and prayed and then we fell asleep.
那隔天我们我跟传道我们就去医院看小孩。
Next day, the preacher and I we went to the hospital.
看小孩我们以为没事了，可是我们看到他小小的身体，可是肚子胀得很大，会反光那种。
And then we saw something strange on the second child. The stomach was really swollen to the point that it became shiny.
所以医院的医生就告诉我们说他这个里面发炎我们必须要开刀。
And so the doctor said there's an infection in his belly. We need to have surgery.
那我们都知道小孩出生大概一周以后他会有点点缩水。
We know that when a child is born, they will shrink first.
所以在那个时候他们可能他可能还没有，就是不到1200。
And so that time he probably didn't even weigh 1200 grams.
因为他非常非常小，可是医生说要帮他开刀。
And because he was so small, yet the doctor wanted to open him up in surgery.
那我们也不知道该说好或不好，我们只能祷告。
We didn't know if we should say yes or no. We just could only pray.
所以医生要我们签同意书，我们就签了。
And so when the doctor wanted us to sign a consent form, we did.
那他进去手术出来。
And after the baby went into the surgery and came out,
医生就告诉我们说，他的肠子最后一段是发炎，然后他们把它剪掉。
And the doctor said the last part of his intestines became was infected, and so they had to cut it off.
他们医生说明天我们要再开一次。
And then the doctor said we're going to open surgery again tomorrow.
所以再签一份同意书。
And so you need to sign another consent form.
那我们就祷告，就签了。
We prayed and we signed the consent form.
因为我们不晓得该说好或不好。
We didn't know if we should say yes or no.
我们只求主耶稣赐给医生智慧。
We only ask that God give wisdom to the doctor.
结果隔天早上应该要动手术的时间到了。
And next morning it was time for surgery.
医生打电话给我们说，我看还是不要开好了。
And the doctor told us maybe we shouldn't have the second surgery.
我担心他可能在就会死在手术台上。
Maybe the baby will die at the operating table.
所以我们就说好，我们就继续祷告。
And so we said, okay, we continue to pray.
那时候，我们家这个老二呢，他身上有很多个管子。
And that time, our second child had a lot of tubes going into his body.
除了他的肚子里面多了这么长的刀疤之外
，And other than the fact that a portion of his intestines had been cut off,
他这个地方有积水，所以要开一个洞流腹水。
And he had an opening here in the side of his stomach so that the water can be released.
那因为打很多针，他的手跟脚很小，已经找不到那个血管了。
And because they had given him so many shots, there was no spot left on his body to find to give him a transfusion. I mean, to give him IV.
所以他们说要把他头发剃掉，从这里打进去。
And so they wanted to shave his head so they could put an IV through his head.
后来又说这样管子还是不够，他们要打抗生素，又从这里开了一个静脉管，又开进去。
And then they open another hole here because they need to give him antibiotics.
所以，当你是一个妈妈，你看到这样很心疼。
And as a mother, of course, you feel very sad to see hurt to see the child open up in so many ways.
那医生也告诉我们说。其实我们没有办法保证他能活，一切就看他自己。
Doctor said we cannot guarantee he will live. He needs to fight for his survival.
可是我们知道靠的不是自己，靠的是主耶稣。
But we know that our reliance is not ourselves. Our reliance is on God.
所以感谢神，如果你等一下有看到我们家小孩的话
，So I really thank God if you see our child today.
他已经长得比我高了。
He is now taller than me.
非常的健康。
He's very healthy.
这就是主耶稣给我们的平安。
And this is the peace that the Lord Jesus can give us.
所以愿一切荣耀归于天上的真神。
May all glory and praise be unto his name.
Amen.
Amen.